know who you are, please state your name, because the people listening to the recording might not know who you are. We have new members, so the first thing I want to do is for everybody to introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are. And Stephanie, we'll start with you.
I'm Stephanie Helmick. I'm the new representative from the school board. I live over on Fieldstone Lane and have two daughters, 8th grade and 5th grade.
Jody Hedstrom. I live on North Road. I have 3 daughters. I one-up you. I have a freshman, a 6th grader, and a 4th grader, if you want to look at it that way.
Wow, it's a contest. I'm sorry.
I'm tied with Jody with 3 kids. So I have an 8th grader, a 6th grader, and a 2nd grader.
I'm Doreen. I do your minutes. I have 5 kids.
Whoa.
That's why I'm here. I don't want to be there.
I'm Lynn Chivers. I'm not going to talk about my kids because I can't compete with any of you. I've been on the budget committee about 9 years now. I'm retired, and that's enough.
Good. Paul LeBlanc. I've been on the budget committee for 6 years. It's been that long, but it's fast.
Katrina Niles. I am new. I live on Chester Road, and I have 2 girls. They're awesome.
Aww. Susan Young, Selectman's Rep, and I live on Deerfield Road. And I only have 1 child who is this close to getting a house in Candia. So I know.
Hey. Dean doesn't count.
No, oh, well, Dean also. Yeah, well, everyone knows Dean.
I'm Susan Gill. I'm on South Road. I have a girl and a boy. I feel like I'm breaking the trend. So a 2nd grader and a kindergartner.
Bob Stout. Live on Diamond Hill Road. Been on the budget committee 2 years. 1 daughter who's been through the school system. She's 24, out working now.
And you're a very big Pats fan.
I'm a very big Pats fan.
Yes, he is.
Okay. First thing I want to do, did everybody send around the thing?
Okay.
Yeah. It just has your name and address and your phone number, and I'll type it up and send it to everybody, just in case you have to get a hold of someone. But saying that, I just want to remind everyone, we have our email addresses. Katrina and Todd set up their emails, so they're the same format as the rest of us. The initial, the last name. You have your SAU, so Stephanie's is the same format as Becky's, but it's her name instead of Becky's. Just a reminder, we only send information by email, agendas, minutes, things like that. We don't discuss things by email. We don't discuss things that outside of the public forum. So we have each other's phone numbers. In case of emergency, or if you can't make a meeting, you just have to call and let me know. But it's not so we can have little private discussions outside of a public meeting. The first thing on the agenda tonight is to elect officers. So we'll start with the president. The president. Jeez, I just finished watching the news. I can't. Chairman. Any nominations for chairman?
I'll make a motion for Lynn.
Any others?
Second.
Any others? I guess not. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I guess I'm the chairman again.
Are you willing to take on that role?
She's good at it.
She's great.
Okay, the vice chairman. Nominations for vice chairman?
I'd like to nominate Mr. LeBlanc.
Paul? Any other nominations?
I second that.
For vice chairman? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Paul's the new vice chairman. Now, the coveted job of secretary. But now
yeah,
that we have...
Exactly.
Now that we have...
Quick.
Now that we have Doreen here, it won't quite be as much fun as it has been in the past. Any nominations for secretary?
Let me think. Nominate Doreen.
I don't think we can do that. Doreen doesn't leave a living
all right,
candy.
Can you? How do you do it? How do you work it then?
Well, we have to. Well, secretary is just serves as a backup.
All right, then.
Secretary to what? Backup to what?
You.
You.
Yeah.
So if you're or wow. if you can't perform the job for some reason, then the secretary is the backup. Other than that, the secretary.
No. Okay.
Sorry, I'm not selling it.
Hey, what do you guys try?
We do need a nomination here.
Oh, why are you looking at me?
We always make the newest
the newbies,
people.
Right? Okay. I can't nominate myself.
No, you can't, but...
I will.
Okay. Sue's going to nominate Katrina.
Sure. I'm thrilled.
You'll love it.
I'm probably not
going to
be very happy about it.
Yes,
yeah,
she will.
One is doing.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right.
Any other nominations? Is there a second for Katrina? Second?
I second
okay.
that.
Thank you. Jody. Quick, Jody, quick. Quick. Okay, all in favor? All right, we got it.
Yay.
Okay.
You sat in the wrong spot.
Now you have to continue to bribe Doreen so that you won't have any, you know.
Okay. I just have to be really nice to her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's no problem for me.
Okay. Okay, first item on the agenda is to approve the minutes from last meeting. You have a copy of them there. So if there's any corrections or changes. One thing at the very beginning where it says minutes approved, it doesn't have the date. Because we approved four sets of minutes. So the first minutes approved, it was December 15th. And then it has the dates for all the other three. Any other changes or corrections to the minutes? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I make a motion to approve.
Okay, Bob makes the motion. Is there a second?
A second.
Paul seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, minutes are approved.
Lynn, I have a question.
I'm just going to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have a quorum that can approve the minutes because the rest of the people weren't here.
Right.
Yeah. So Bob, Susan. Yeah, we have enough. Okay. So that's fine. Yeah, we have six. Yeah. So we're good.
Lynn, yes. Can we ever go into private? Is that possible?
Oh, non-public.
We can. Yes. We can go into non-public
yes.
at some point in time.
Yes. Now, there's a couple ways to do that.
Okay.
Let's say that we know. I'm going to make something up. Let's say we know we want to talk about something about a particular person or a personnel matter or something that should not be done in public. We can say we're going to meet at 6:30 and have a non-public session.
Okay.
We notice it, but it's just us. We don't admit the public. The other option is if we get to a point where we're talking about something and it becomes clear that it should be non-public, we can say, okay, we're going to make this non-public, and we make people leave the room,
okay.
and we do our non-public, and then they can come back.
Because based on this last one, there should have been, it looks to me like there should have been stuff that was non-public, that was said in this meeting that, do you know what I mean? Some of it should have been non-public. So I know it's hindsight 2020, but next time we can make it non-public?
If we all agree.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people choose to make their remarks publicly, so
okay.
if we all agree. We had an issue one time with a security issue, and we felt that we should discuss security in a non-public setting.
Okay.
So it wasn't, you know, it just was one of those things. But
okay.
we can do that. If we all agree that we should be discussing something in a non-public session, then we can do that.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I think if you thought somebody was going to have their reputation damaged,
right.
that would be grounds for going to the
right.
Is that what you were referring to?
Yes. Because does it open the board up to issues and liability? I mean, how does that work?
That's I don't have an answer to that.
Okay.
But if I start making statements about somebody that are untrue and you're really uncomfortable, you could say, look, we got to do this in a non-public
okay.
session because it's what's being said is totally inappropriate.
Okay.
It's not that it's not public, it's just inappropriate. We
okay.
could say we maybe should do this in non-public. Or if an issue comes up we could say, hey, let's wait till maybe next, and it can wait. We can do that in the next meeting at a non-public session. We can schedule it in advance and have a non-public. Because it's really kind of, it's kind of annoying for everybody to make all these people leave and wait for us and then tell them they can come back.
Okay.
I don't, you know, we don't really want to do that on a regular basis.
It's okay. I didn't know. I know the school board did. So, I, you know, they
you
had that right. So I didn't
we
know
all
we
do.
Is.
Yeah. Okay. We have that right, too.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
And it might be helpful. Our attorney has given us very specific guidelines as to when you can go in. Because some things, either even if you want them non-public, they can't be. So if that's helpful, maybe is that helpful to get his ruling on what?
Yeah. We
and
share
then pass it.
Pass
it to everyone.
Just so everybody knows when it's appropriate and when it's not.
Do you want that for the next meeting, or I can have him?
Yeah, we could just send it to everybody. You know,
sounds good.
Okay, good. Questions from last month's meeting. Now, the first question we had was about the insurance. There was a really big increase in the, I think it was Susan's question, there was a big increase in the insurance from last year. And if you look at the expense comparison from the town that Donna Becker gave us, if you look at page 2, she explains it. In 2016, we took credit of $19,014. That was on the workers' comp and paid the difference. In October, a journal entry was made to reflect the actual premium. So since last year we got a credit, we didn't have to pay as much. This year, we don't have a credit coming. So that's why the workers, the insurance payment was so much higher than it was at last year. Okay. Now the other question was for the school. We have a question about receiving reports. I'm sure, are you aware of the whole issue? Okay. So Becky told us that the school board was going to discuss it and come up with a reply.
They voted, the school board voted unanimously that if the school board for some reason hasn't been able to approve the minutes, they'll submit them as, you know, unapproved or, you know, notated as such.
It's not the minutes, it's the report.
I mean the budget.
Yeah, okay, so if we ask for reports from Karen and you haven't approved, you haven't seen them, then she can just send them to us and say
and she'll put a note.
Not reviewed or unapproved.
Correct.
Or whatever. Okay, I think that's fine. Good. Okay. Now, I put on this discussion of voting results. The reason that we do this, we normally do this every year. We've been through the whole budget process. So sometimes at this point, it's nice to look back and say, what did we do well? Or what did we not do well that we could have done better? Not did things go our way or not. We're not talking about the results, but maybe the whole process of things that we could have done or should have done. Anybody have anything that they from our last year's budget process that? No. Okay, I guess we'll continue to do what we've been doing.
Well, I think we did what we do. I mean, that's.
Yeah, okay. But sometimes we handle things better than others. I mean, I don't think we had a real big problem this year with the way the process went, but I just wanted, we usually bring it up at the beginning of the year to look back and say we shouldn't have spent money sending out the budget flyers because everybody threw them away, or we should have sent out the budget flyers because people asked for them, you know, things that we could have done differently. Anything? No? Okay, all right. New business, we'll look at the town budget, the town revenue and expense report, and that's the next one. We get this from the town every month, and it gives expenses and revenues. So, are there any questions? And you notice, like I said, on page 2, Donna put in a couple of other things that she noted from this report. For example, the telephone expenses were up because now all the telephone expenses were up for the town office expenses because now all the lines go through the town office. So there were just some adjustments in the process. So Donna just noted those on that second page. Any questions about anything in here? Bob?
Yep, so Bob, Just on, and I see Mr. Lewis is here tonight, you know, the winter highway, and I know we had another storm in April. So my my question is, and I know you take your regular highway fund, and you're very careful with that early in the year to make sure you cover. But we have the $100,000 that was approved for winter maintenance. So does this activate that so he can still do his regular highway work? Or
it does.
It does. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. They don't usually take the $100,000 till late in the year.
It won't be taken. It's going to show that way right till next December 30th.
Okay.
Because if there's any money left in my total operating budget, the bottom line of winter and summer, then that'll be put towards what we don't take out of the warrant article.
Okay.
Because every year, I mean, there's no way I can figure it to a penny, so there's always some money to be moved around in. So the warrant article doesn't get hit until the end. So next October and November, you may see I'm actually looking over expended because we did do the summer work and we haven't moved the money until the end of the year. So I look terrible usually in September, October, November, and you can beat up on me all you want. Then I'll hold the trump card for December 30th and I'll be all set. But that's the way that process works.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. We are into the winter. We're about probably 20 some odd thousand over that we will be taking out of the winter warrant article. So that's the way winter is.
Did I say this one? Okay. Any other questions on the town expense report? Okay. Next is the Candia School District report. It's a little bit different format, but I think you can figure out from the columns exactly what it is. Any questions on the school district expenditure report? I just had one question. I was just curious. I noticed in the regular education categories, and I think also in the principal services, it was tuition reimbursement, I believe. Let me find it here. There was a lot of unexpended funds. Is that for when people take classes and they... A lot of people, people just didn't take classes? Is that what happened?
I don't know what that particular line is. Is it in here, you think?
No.
No. But I did ask her what the encumbered column is, and she said they usually put all the money in there, and then when it's expensed, it goes out.
Well, the encumbered is, for example, if you look at the first line, the teacher salaries, you know you're going to have to pay the teacher salaries for the rest of the year, so it's in there. Now, there are some expenses that will be paid over the rest of the year that are not in the encumbered column because we're not required to pay them. But we know we're going to pay the insurance and the salaries and those things. But the tuition, I wish I could find the line.
Can I ask a member of the audience?
Of course.
Can you know?
You're right. It is. It's.
People just didn't take classes?
People taking classes, or you have to pass with a certain GPA, and then you get reimbursed.
And they just didn't do it?
Well, it's still going on in springtime.
So you don't pay, usually do it, you don't reimburse them until the end of this?
They have to pass the class with a certain grade.
Okay, all right.
And then they get reimbursed. So they pay ahead of time, and then...
Oh, okay. So that'll be later on in the year what will show that.
Yes.
Okay,
and,
all right.
And the Mr. St. Cyr is now Dr. St. Cyr, so he finished his thesis and he's now has his PhD, which means he won't be using any more of that money for classes. I think he's probably done for a while. Oh. He doesn't want to take it.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, so that's
okay.
Thank you.
It's okay. Don't feel bad, because if you don't know things, you can just ask and come back and tell us next time.
Yeah. Well,
you're not expected to know everything at once.
I got the explanation for the adjustments.
Well, we'll get to that.
So
we'll get to that. We're there. That's next. Okay, any more questions on the expenditure report?
Well, just as it relates to the encumbered funds, which is the other report.
The encumbered for the school?
Yeah. The proposed budget adjustment.
Oh, the adjustment.
On the separate sheet. Did you follow that, the numbers don't? So for example, you know, they had the expense to repair the stair lift in the original school section, $36,400. If you go to that line and you look at it, it's just hard to follow how the money moves around. You know, I know they can move it around, but you know where they have the encumbered column?
Mm-hmm.
So you can see it on here, you know, obviously it's moved from one to the other. But then when you try to follow it on the report, it's very hard. Like they took $25,000 out of the regular ed health insurance, but when you look at that line, you know, it's hard to figure out how those numbers all add up.
Okay, let's pick one and take a look at it. Okay, just let's, you want to take...
So if you took line...
Let's take a big one because it's easier to find.
The repair buildings?
Yes,
yeah.
The 5432.
5432.
So that's on page...
Page 8.
5432.
Oh, she had them.
So it starts off the original budget.
The revised budget to go up.
20. Was that an encumbered fund though?
It looks like it was.
An encumbered fund, so it's not in here.
It's from last year.
That's encumbered from last year.
Well, I knew they had, and that's why I was trying to follow how that all works. And I know you had some carryover last year that goes into funds for certain projects. But then when you look at this,
right? Because so okay, let me think.
Because I guess they still have to show that they had to pay the bill, right? So, but the money came from last year, not this year.
The problem is the bill is not received yet.
Well, maybe it wasn't enough. Maybe they didn't encumber enough, and that's why they had to take it out of high school tuition, NHRS, whatever that is, and health insurance, because it wasn't enough.
Right.
But it was encumbered, so it's not in here.
And it hasn't been expensed yet, so.
Good question.
No assumption.
Gotcha, yeah.
Now, these are proposed adjustments. Have they already been, does this reflect those adjustments?
This, from what I'm seeing, does not, but I'll verify.
Because it says on it, it's proposed adjustments, so maybe they haven't been put in here because they're still just proposed. I don't know.
Well, see, that's just, but you look at the encumber line, and I mean, the number's close. It's not quite there. It's 37,535. So that's what I mean. I wonder where the numbers come from. It's just hard to follow.
Right, because the original budget was 20,000, but then they've encumbered 37,000. Okay, if you look at that line,
right.
We only budgeted 20,000, but 37 is encumbered because some of it is from the previous year.
But then the proposed is 36.4. See what I mean?
Well, okay, yeah, because some
it'll
could
end up in an expense account once it's been paid.
Yeah.
But they also operate off of POs, which it should be in there. So the PO would be under the encumbered expense. I'll find out.
37,533. Yeah, that's a good line because it doesn't, yeah. If you could just get a good explanation.
Yeah.
And then, okay.
Now I wait till the next meeting. To clarify, or
yes.
Can I email?
No, meeting.
Okay.
We don't.
No, I just hate waiting a month.
Well, you have to just remember to do it. That's all.
Yes.
No, and I mean, if you email us, we're still going to talk about it in the next meeting, and we might have questions. So, just get the answer, and then at the next meeting, when we go to questions from the last meeting, we'll get the answer. Okay. Any more questions on the expenditure report? Anyone? No? Okay. All right, the proposed budget adjustments. And does that mean you're going to explain the Turner project to us?
Would you like me to?
Sure.
At the April school board meeting, please yell at me if I'm not in sense. The school board had a unanimous vote to hire the Turner Company, I don't know the name.
The Turner Group,
to their design firm to see if they can find a way to redesign the entryway, include a science lab, and bring the nurse's office up to code. It's just preliminary planning.
Okay. Okay, any other questions besides the where does the money come from on the budget adjustments? No? Okay. Okay, the monthly enrollment reports. First one we look at is at the Moore School, SAU 15, Candy, a pupil accounting. It just tells us how many kids there were April of last year, how many October of last year, and then how many there are now. And the number of classes and the size of the classes. Any questions on that? Okay. And then the last one is the high school monthly enrollment. It gives the number of high school kids and which school they're attending and how many in each grade.
Is that Trinity number accurate? I know one kid moved to Pinkerton.
This year?
Just this month.
What's that?
And it's probably not because it was a second. Okay.
I know one kid left Trinity and moved over to Pinkerton this month, so I wasn't sure if he was included in that number.
I don't know. Okay, any questions on that? Okay, boy, this is, you guys are fast. Now, one other issue that came up that I'd like to bring up is revenue reports for the school. We don't get revenue reports every month from the school like we do from the town, partly because the revenue to the school is a little bit different. It's not like they get monthly revenue from a variety of sources. So, Sue requested revenue reports from the school, which I think is fine. We certainly should. However, before we do that, I want to be sure that we kind of agree on what information that we need so we don't get information and say, wait, I think we need more. I think we need something else. So Sue was talking about the last 6 months, and I was thinking that's good, but it would be nice if we could compare this year with last year. Which is what we get from the town.
Exactly.
I like from coming from the town because we could say, well, we have $700,000 in revenue, and what does that mean? But if we get a comparison with last year, then we have an idea if we're up or down. So I was thinking that if we get...
And it doesn't have to be 6 months, if you don't mind. I just wanted to know the different categories because I guess they thought that you get it once a year or a couple of times a year, and I don't believe that's probably accurate. I assume there's bus income and like that, and there's federal funds, and I know you get tax, you know, mm-hmm. town money for your tax things. And I just think the planning like that might be helpful if you can split the categories a little bit. Is that something that they can do? I assume they probably have that information already.
They must, but do the funds flow through Candia first?
No, they go through the school.
The SAU.
Yeah, the SAU. Okay.
So but what I'm saying is, like, I just pay my tax bill, and it comes here.
Yes. And then we give four times a year, we give the school, or the town gives the school what they ask for. But I was just wondering what the monthly revenue was for the school in the different areas.
So how about if I ask for the sources of income, when they're received, and then compare this year with last year? Is that
okay? I assume they'll have that.
Yeah, I'll
have to.
I would think they would. Yes, I don't think it's anything they'll have to generate or create.
I would offer up if there's a. Yeah. Most places there'll be a standard month-end report. If the month-end report gets us 90% of the way there, let's start with that.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
We can adjust.
I'd be interested to see what we get federal funds. And
yeah, because I think they come in at different times and different.
Yeah, see, I don't know when they actually get the money. So that's why if we get the last 6 months, do we have a big payment that comes in June? I don't know. So anyway, but I'll email Karen. I'll email Karen and tell her what we what we're looking for. And so I don't think I'll ask her.
That would be a great place to start, whatever they have. Whatever, I mean,
whatever
they need,
it's their business. Yes.
I'll ask her to for that, for our next meeting.
That would be great.
Okay. All right, anything else that anybody else wants to bring up?
Yeah, I just, Bob Stout, just wanted to bring up, I thought you might have it in the packet tonight because it wasn't in the packet before, but remember we had updated our rules of procedure during the last year, and
I sent Katrina and Todd.
Okay, because the other thing we should make sure all the new people have by our procedures also copies our RSA 32 and 91, mm-hmm. which is the right to know, and then the municipal act on what the budget has the authority to do.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up, because if you remember, we put money in our budget this year for books, okay? The basic law of budgeting. This gives us all the information we need, and then when you need to look it up in the RSA, because sometimes you read it in here, but you really need to look it up in the RSA. It gives you the RSA, and then you can go online and get all the RSAs. And we put money so that everybody would have one of these.
That's right.
This year. So, Becky has one, if you want to get Becky's from her. Mm-hmm. You have one, because we got this. You went to the workshop with us? You didn't go to the workshop?
No, that was me.
You did. I thought you went. Okay. Do you want one?
Oh, I don't know.
What?
I'm not so sure. Hold it back. Sure.
No, you can't have mine.
Yeah, I was just gonna say,
I'm not going to give you mine.
It's a good reading. Oh, I'm sure. It's good nighttime reading.
Mm-hmm. It was actually weirdly interesting. I won't lie.
It really is. Very it is okay. Fascinating. There's a lot of stuff in here you say, oh, it's kind of.
Maybe I'll let Abby borrow it because she's taking management accounting and she shows it to me and I'm like,
okay, and Todd needs one.
It's not that hard.
And I think you said you're all set. Or you want?
No, I'll take one.
You want a new one? Trina needs one.
Yes, I will have one.
You have one.
I'm all set.
You have one. Do you have one?
No.
And Bob. Okay, so would you ask 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Would you ask Donna or Andrea or whoever to get us 5 of these? Because that's what we put money in our budget so we could buy them, because we've never had money for them before. We had to kind of like, and this one, the ones that we got had this corrected index. I think hope there should be updated by now. So, and then you can read the whole thing. It is pretty fascinating.
Sure.
And then just one more thing, Madam Chairman.
Okay.
Just because I'm a little bit of a stickler about, especially information to make sure people are well informed. In our procedure, it says that new members will receive. So now if we're directing them to the website, we should either change our procedure and say they will be instructed on how to obtain the information, as opposed to having an orientation where they receive it.
You're talking about the RSAs?
Yes. Yes. Copies of the RSA and the rules of procedure. Yeah.
It doesn't count.
It doesn't count as receiving material. So
it doesn't count. Email doesn't count as receiving.
We're not. No. And we can change it. That's fine. I mean, but I'm just saying, when we're telling everybody, hey, Todd, go to the website and pull up RSA 91. That's not what we say we're going to do in our procedure.
Okay. Well, what's the feeling? Should you want to print everything and give it to everybody, or should we just change the wording?
Change the wording.
Thank you. Good. Okay. Can we change it that they shall receive
instructions
on where to obtain
or information on where to obtain. Yeah.
Okay. Now let me find my thing here so I can update that. Okay. Is there a motion?
I'm a little old school. I still like to do mm-hmm. my little highlight markers mm-hmm. on my paper copies.
Okay.
I don't even have a printer.
Me too. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's which.
You can have my extra one.
No, I don't want it. No, I don't want a printer. Paperless.
Oh. Okay, so.
iPad and computer.
Which page is that? Is that on page 3? Which page are you on?
The kids know what paper is.
Yes.
Nothing is done.
On the page 3. Under meetings.
No.
Is that high school? Not anywhere.
budget committee board procedure.
See where it says new members will receive orientation material?
Oh, you haven't received that? Oh, she did. Maybe
a lot of iPads and pink ones. And then they're all going to get touches.
New members will receive orientation, but not.
I printed two. I don't know.
Okay, so we're changing that to say new members.
Instructions on where to.
Will receive instructions.
Said you're speaking geek or what she needs. Because she's taking this engineering course at Pinkerton, so she needs this high-end, like, fast, super solid.
Orientation material, including but not limited to the following.
Right, but just keep them short, so it doesn't make it sound like we're handing them out orientation.
Orientation. Material. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Okay, is there a second? Is there a second? Okay, Sue seconds it.
Who did the first motion?
Bob made the motion. So we're going to change that to read officers. New members will receive instructions on where to obtain orientation material, including but not limited to the following. Okay? I'll change the wording.
Do you want to vote on that?
Yeah, we'll vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay.
Which Sue seconded it?
Sue Young seconded it. Okay. All right, that's good. Thank you. I appreciate that. What I will do is I will change these and then I'll email a new copy. Email a new copy to everybody. Okay. So. Change the procedures. Okay. All right. Anything else anybody wants to bring up? Okay. Is there a motion? Anybody want to?
Public.
Anybody want to say anything in the public? Any issues?
I suspect that that's...
No,
okay, is there, I entertain a motion that we adjourn? Somebody want to make a motion?
Absolutely.
Bob makes a motion to adjourn. Susan Gill seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.